Technology will be key to helping us adapt to climate change. But who will have access? And what if some solutions make the problem worse for others? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. On our show, we've been looking at how technology can help us adapt to climate change as part of our series, How We Survive. One big problem is that the technology that could help us survive is not being evenly distributed. Environmental justice is the idea that the effects of climate change, like flooding or drought, are disproportionately felt in poor countries, poor communities, and often by people of color. Wealthy communities, first of all, have less pollution, more infrastructure than poor communities, and will adapt faster to changing weather. But experts say building resilience can't only be about one person, one home, one town at a time. Melissa Roberts is the founder and executive director of the nonprofit American Flood Coalition.
So folks who can afford to do things like elevate their home or pay for, you know, flood proofing or things like that will be able to protect, you know, their belongings. And those with the least means who are often in harm's way already, you know, won't be able to do those things. And that's just not a system that makes our community or our country resilient and that just is not fair.
In fact, Robert says when it comes to flooding in particular, sometimes adaptation can make things better for one place and worse for another.
You know, water often has to go somewhere. And so when one community builds a levee kind of next to a river that can overtop and, you know, flood the community, that levee that's there will prevent the water from coming into the community it's protecting. But once it gets pushed back from that community, it can actually rebound and make the flooding worse in surrounding communities that don't have levees.
This idea that wealthier communities create adaptation measures that can actually hurt other poorer towns, well...
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. This is not a new problem.
Jalon White Newsom works with water systems at the Kresge Foundation.
You can look over the past decades and see that it is the same communities and the same folks that continue to get the short end of the stick. There is really no surprise to me that we're seeing the same communities suffering the same type of stuff, just at an even higher level because climate change is so intense and getting more intense as the days go by.
She says that systemic inequality can't be part of our response to climate change, because even if some people move away or some towns pay for resilience measures,
if we continue to plan in a way or think in a way, particularly the key decision makers, that we can just go ahead with business as usual, that those folks on the east side or those folks over there will deal with it, that's not going to be an answer, because ultimately this is going to be an even larger burden on society, an even larger burden on the economic line of many of these communities, because you're going to have to pay for it eventually.
President-elect Joe Biden has made environmental justice a major element of the climate policies he's proposing. In fact, his pick for the head of the EPA created an Environmental Justice and Equity Board in North Carolina back in 2018. Of course, the type of systemic change that Melissa Roberts and Jalon White Newsom are calling for takes policy, awareness, and business. And big tech companies are starting to make resilience and adaptation part of their portfolios. You can learn more about that in our hour-long climate special. Listen at marketplace.org/climate. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. This is it, folks. It's almost time to ring in the new year. And while we all want this 2020 to be over, time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a Marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. Give right now at marketplace.org/givetech. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.